I mentioned in a previous post that for a good week, my car was in the shop getting fixed. This resulted in me lifting just about everywhere and having to deal with a lot of weirdos. Now, I already thought that the last Lyft driver I had was already pretty bad, but this guy takes the creepy cake. I had just finished my shift and this dude picks me up by the name of Angel. But anyways, as I get into the back seat of his car, he pulls up my Lyft photo and then zooms in on it repeatedly before he stares at me in the rearview mirror.
"This is you?"
he asks. Yeah.
No way. How old are you? You look so cute. How old are you?"
As he says this, he keeps pulling up my Lyft photo. "I'm 22.
"What? How old were you when you took this photo? You look like a child. You're so cute. Wow."
In my head, I was just like, 2 years ago, get off my butt. But instead, I didn't really answer and just kind of brushed him off. He continues driving, all the while staring at me whenever he can. We get to a red light and he changes the radio station from Katy Perry to the Spanish channels. I instantly groan inside because I'm mixed race and this is getting pretty old for me. A lot of people do this thing to me where they try and see if I can speak their language or know enough about their culture, as if to approve me or something.
"You speak Spanish? You know this song? This is real Spanish music. You should give it a listen."
"No, I don't speak Spanish, thanks."
"Do you know any Spanish artists?"
"No, I don't."
"Well, that's okay. Even if you don't speak Spanish, you'll do good on your honeymoon."
I ask what he means by that, and he doesn't really give me an answer. Instead, he asks what my work schedule's like, how many days a week I work, is it always at that location, do I live alone, etc. I answer him instead in half-truths, saying, "Oh, I don't have a schedule yet or a fixed location as I'm training between locations." That way he can't really find me or know my routine at all. He just nods and hums, all the while still just glancing at me right in the mirror. A car cuts him off and then he honks before stating loudly,
"Move! Move! I have a really pretty girl in the backseat of my car."
I tell him to let me out of the corner, and he says no, that'll take me to my door. Because I don't want it to be too obvious that I'm freaked out, I tell him to go up to these random townhouses which are all connected by a path and park. He lets me out at the front of some random house, and I move behind it and then wait until he drives off before I zigzag around all of these pathways. I mean, hell. I almost got lost myself by walking around all these weird pathways until I finally found myself home. So yeah, Angel, let's definitely not encounter each other again. Me and my girlfriend were in a city in Texas right off the highway, and we stopped at a tiny little gas station to get some beer and chips and such. For some reason, when we pulled in, I felt the need to say, "I actually think I need to come in with you this time," which was really weird because I usually always stay in the car whenever we go places, or if I do get out, I don't ever feel the need to announce it. When we walked in, everything felt normal. We were kind of just laughing and joking around about the half-naked Modelo girl cutout had a super pixelated face. We then start looking at all of the beer and I was being really indecisive, but could tell that we were both getting really sketched out, so I just grabbed two coconut margarita type drinks without even thinking about it and rushed to the counter, thinking that we needed to get out of there really quickly. There was this growing feeling of being watched. It was like pure malice that I haven't felt before. I can't really describe it. There was an old Hispanic man leaning on the ice cream cooler right by the counter and pretty much watching every customer. Everything just felt slow. It's hard to explain. When I put my things on the counter, the man started smiling at us really wide and then started talking in a very strange manner. It was like he was trying to be charming or personable, but really just came off as really creepy. Outside the door, I could see a man in a red jacket, also just staring through the doors, just watching and waiting. It was pretty obvious now. These men were waiting for us. It's really hard to explain the overwhelming feeling of dread that we had, and I didn't really talk about it until we were driving out of the parking lot. The man in the red jacket was still circling the building and watching us as the car drove off. The city we were in, it has a pretty bad reputation for having a lot of human trafficking victims coming in and out, and I honestly think that they were just waiting to find the perfect victim. I honestly think that if I hadn't gone in with my girlfriend when I did, she probably would have been taken, or maybe they would have taken me from the car. I've never had such an intense looming feeling of doom and paranoia in my life. It seems very mundane, but it was definitely a very close call. We kept discussing it the rest of the night. We're really lucky that we went in together and got out as quick as we could. I mean, who knows what could have happened. The story happened a couple of years ago after a breakup. I had a little time to myself and I just wanted to meet new people. Not necessarily to hook up, but just go on dates. Here enters JB. Seems nice enough, and we met at the nearest city. We had a pretty good date, and I say goodbye. We make some more arrangements to hang out, and eventually we end up back at his flat in an area of a city that I knew quite well, as I lived there as a student. So I felt pretty confident and comfortable that his flatmates would also be home, and that I wouldn't be completely alone with them. We're sitting downstairs watching The Office when his flatmates come home and they're making their meals, and then he suggested finishing watching an episode upstairs before I left for the bus. Well, he has the smallest room with a single bed and no chairs. He lays down on the bed and I sit on the end of it. He encourages me to move up and I awkwardly do just that. He says that he can't see, so to lie down. So I lie down on the bed pretty uncomfortably, but try to think logically, and we hadn't even kissed yet, so I mean, what could really happen? Right at that moment, I really wish that I had just left. Without even a cuddle or anything, the guy just grabs my arm and then tries to shove my hand down his shorts. Nope. Luckily for me, I was kind of clutching my handbag pretty close-ish, and I just flipped out of the bed into a standing position, threw my bag over me, and then ran downstairs, with him saying,
"Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. Please don't leave."
He had no shoes on and he didn't know that I used to live in the city. I was so out of there and down a different street that we had come down earlier. I was totally freaking out at the bus stop and on the phone trying to get a lift home before he finds me. I finally make it home and no, I never see him again. I never saw him again, but make no mistake, that wasn't the last time I heard from him. He went mighty quiet after I ignored his messages begging for me to meet up with him again. I spied on his Facebook when he did go quiet, just a little curious. And he had just moved in with a girlfriend. I mean, this was mere weeks after the event. Who moves in with someone that quick? Or maybe he was already seeing her. I guess I'll never really know. Cue about 6 months and nothing. I hadn't been on Plenty of Fish for a while after that. And then in January, I get a message from him. He split with his girlfriend and he just wants to meet, chat, and have a coffee with me. Being a little bit lonely, I kind of thought about it. I agreed, but I said that we could only meet in public. He agrees. We make plans on that evening and I'm leaving work and he says that he can't make it and that I should just meet him at his place. Nope. I decline and I go straight home. This goes on for a further 6 months and him badgering and guilting me into saying that I'd meet him at a coffee place and then him changing the plans last minute, then me canceling. This probably sounds like nothing until about June, when I'd been messaging my friend who had lived the next town over. Let's call my friend M. M had a really psycho ex-girlfriend that he had told me all about, and M had a very normal name, but it was spelled pretty unusual, at least to me anyway. So one evening, I'm chilling at home and I get a WhatsApp from a number that I don't recognize, and it's mentioned M and the way that his name is spelled. I obviously freak out and I then tell M that I think his crazy ex had sent me a message. Unfortunately, I've totally forgotten what the threatening message actually was, just that I was really freaked enough to ask who it was, and I then get a message back.
"You know, M knows."
So M freaks out and I keep getting calls from this number into the early hours and the caller kept hanging up whenever I answered. I suffered from anxiety at the time and the next morning I was a total wreck. I went to work and got another slew of random calls. Later that night, I decided to tell my cousin everything that happened and she called from her phone. Guess whose voicemail she got? Yes, JB. She leaves him a message saying to not contact me ever again or else the police will be involved. I check his Facebook a little while later and he's apparently moving back to his home country. Hopefully I'll never meet him again. This probably wasn't the most scary or creepy encounter, but it was really playing on my mind and it really creeped me out.